More than a month ago, nooses began appearing at an Amazon warehouse construction site in Connecticut. Police now say that only 2 of the 8 ropes found by the site's workers were actual nooses. As that investigation continues, social justice advocates are trying to work with Amazon and the building's contractor to make sure workers there feel safe. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano has more.
Windsor, Connecticut Police Chief Donald Melanson told NPR this morning only 2 of 8 ropes reported on the site are being investigated as nooses. That's news to Scott X. Esdale of the NAACP, who's been talking to the contractor.
We've been dealing with this situation close to 6 weeks now. Everything that they've told us is that the ropes that they've seen would be considered a noose.
For Esdale, it's more confusion on top of an already confusing situation. He's just trying to make sure workers are okay.
The most important thing is the individuals that are on the site that are scared, and they shouldn't be scared. They should be able to give a hard day's work and get home safe to their families.
The noose is a symbol of hate, and it stresses Corinne Prescott out. She led a protest at the site last week.
Many of our brothers and sisters hung from nooses like the ones that were left here at Amazon.
2 protesters chained themselves to a gate. Cornell Lewis was one of them.
Okay, we chained to this fence. And we want to know, what is Amazon going to do?
Brad Griggs is a leader on Amazon's economic development team, which moved to secure the site after a 7th noose was reported.
We did so after really pushing our developers and the general contractor to take control of this situation.
Griggs says Amazon ordered the shutdown, even though it hasn't yet taken over the site.
While we believe things were being managed appropriately, you know, looking back, we could have stepped in to assess the situation and understand what steps were being taken maybe a little bit earlier.
Griggs says Amazon's reevaluating its partnership with companies currently managing the site, the developer and the contractor. Scannell Properties is the developer. Tim Elam is Scannell's managing director.
There is certainly a lot of pressure on us to step up and ensure that we've got all the safety procedures in place. We continue to work with Amazon and our general contractor, RC Anderson, to address and resolve the ongoing issues.
And each party says it's working with Esdale and the NAACP. But is it a partnership? Amazon's Griggs, for example, says he wants Esdale to hear what's going on from workers. But Esdale says he hasn't been given much access.
It took us about 5 weeks to actually get on the site. When we finally did get on the site, we only were able to talk to 1 worker on the site.
On a given day, anywhere from 400 to 600 people are working to build the future Amazon warehouse. Tim Elam says Scannell has also hired outside help.
We've engaged a national specialty security firm that has taken over quarterbacking all security on the site to make it a safe and secure place to come to work.
The Connecticut State Police and FBI are also investigating the nooses found at the site. Amazon, the developer, and the contractor are offering a $100,000 reward. For NPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano in Hartford, Connecticut.